What's up, girlfriend? Something's going on.
Many artists who gain fame on the U.S. television show American Idol fade quickly into obscurity. Not so for Jordan Sparks, who defeated thousands of other contestants during the show's sixth season to become the youngest winner ever. Jordan's life has been a whirlwind ever since.
It's just been nonstop ever since. It's been like it's been a steady rise, and it's been really cool. I'm just glad that 4 or 5 years later, people still want to talk to me and, like, you know, want to hear me sing, and it's just awesome. I just love being able to do what I do.
Just getting into the contest was a daunting task. Jordan was rejected by the judges the year before she won the show.
I auditioned in L.A., and I was told no. And so I was like, okay, I was 16 and was just like, you know what, it's fine. Maybe there's something else that needs to happen. I can always audition next year, because I was the youngest age you could be at the time.
That can-do attitude and her love of music were apparent at a very young age.
My grandmother found some tape that she had recorded of us a long time ago, like old family videos. And 18 months old, I'm sitting there singing Jingle Bells before I could really even make sentences. She's playing it on the piano, and I'm singing every single word at 18 months. And so music has always just been something that's just in my blood. Like, I was born to do it. I feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'll be doing it after, you know, the lights go off and the stage isn't there. I'll be singing to grandchildren or whoever, you know, if that happens. But yeah, music is definitely what I've always wanted to do, and I knew I would be a singer, I just didn't know when it would happen.
Jordan's debut single, Tattoo, peaked at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Her follow-up hit, No Air, was recorded with Chris Brown in 2007 and reached number 3. A second album and other hits followed, including her top 10 anthem, Battlefield. The first single from Jordan's upcoming third album is I Am Woman.
I am woman.
It's definitely different for me. It's got a little bit more attitude, it's a little bit more edgy, and it's something that I, like, it's a side of me that I've always had, I just haven't been able to, you know, show it yet. Timing is everything, so it worked out that right now I could do that. I've always had a little bit of rhythm, but I definitely wanted to step my game up and, you know, do something different, and it was cool because my fans had no idea.
The style is different, yet Jordan is confident her fans will embrace her new sound.
Not necessarily like anything too far-fetched that they're not going to know that it's me, but I tend, when I get to write and I get to be a part of the music-making process, I tend to write just from things that, you know, I've gone through or am going through, or just things that I'm thinking of at the moment or the way I'm feeling, and it's really cool to be able to put songs on a record that, you know, I was a part of, and then I sing and there's a different connection to that song than there is, say, with somebody who just sends in a song.
Jordan shuttled between New York and Arizona to work on the new album. And as for the release date...
Well, I'm not sure. We're still working on it. We've got songs from, you know, It's Really Fun to Be Dancing Here with You, and now we're floating because we're so happy that we're together, and, you know, a ballad, and another song like I Can't Believe You Said That to Me, Get Out of My Sight, you know, different things like that. So we're just trying to make it all cohesive, because when I heard I Am Woman, I was like, that's the song that I need to put out there. So now for the rest of the album, I just want to make sure that it's really cohesive and that it all fits together.
Despite a busy schedule that includes a concert tour, her clothing line Sparks, and a recent Broadway performance, Jordan still has time to give back, supporting a number of charities, including Alex's Lemonade Foundation, which helps raise money for children with cancer.
Not giving back just doesn't make sense to me. Like, if I get to do all this, I can travel overseas, and, like, what is all of it if I can't, like, go and put a smile on somebody's face, or I can't go, you know, give back or give a little bit of my time? So I love being able to do things like that.
Jordan Sparks is a true American Idol. Look for her new album before the end of the year. I'm Larry London, VOA News.